Hello, hello. Welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, your host. So glad you're hanging out with me on this Monday morning, or is it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever time you're listening or whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm just glad you're listening in. And I would love your feedback. So if you are being blessed by the information that's being shared each week, shout me out. I'm on every social media platform. At Dr. Celeste, you can inbox me or just put it on my Facebook, Instagram, wherever. Let us know that you are being blessed by this. So last week, I don't know if this is your first weekend, but last week we started this conversation about life without scarcity or lack. I did part one last week, and this week is part two. And if you didn't hear part one, I would actually encourage you to stop right now, go back, listen to part one, then come back to this one because I'm actually building on what I mentioned last week. So just go ahead. You can stop. I'll still be here when you get back and listen to part one and then come back and listen to part two. But if you already listened to part one, here we go. Let's rock and roll. So we're talking about life without scarcity or lack. What does that look like for you? And I mentioned to you last week that, you know, we grew up with not a lot of finances, not a lot of money, but we had a lot of other things. We had good health. We had good relationships. Our family was close. I'm the eldest of eight. I have both my parents in the home with me. So we grew up with so much that some people don't equate with wealth, but it absolutely was a part of us growing up with more than enough, as God would have it. It does help to have money. So, but I grew up with this lack mindset. So I went on this adventure with God to be transformed from my thinking that was incorrect to really starting to see and embrace the abundance that he already had before me, including financial abundance, if that's important to you. If that's not important to you, that's fine and well. It just depends on how people want to live their life. But I needed money to do the things I wanted to do. God had to change my mindset as it pertained to finances. And I told you last week about, you know, just going through this whole experience of going from not enough to more than enough. And now I can really share with you so I can decrease your learning curve of how does it look like, or what does it look like to live in abundance and live with more than enough. So after the whole cancer experience and going from the treatment center that I thought was all posh to going to the hospital, which I thought they just was the throwaways, which is really the reverse. The hospital was the land of milk and honey, the land of plenty. I started realizing, man, God, you know what? You got a way good plan for me. And if I stop bucking what you want to do and stop being mad and, you know, or whatever, that if I just go on a flow, see, that was what Oprah calls it. I love that. When she said, there's just like this whole flow that you can go in. If I start going in a flow, God, then maybe there's some other things that you want to bring into my life much quicker than would happen if I just keep you in this box that I have you in a lack. So I started asking the Holy Spirit to really open up my mindset and help me to understand and to break out of this prison of lack. And I came upon, or someone introduced me to Gary Kesey. Gary Kesey, he writes so many books on abundance. And one of his books that I read, the first book I read, was called The Financial Revolution. I highly recommend it, The Financial Revolution, Gary Kesey. He also has a bunch of YouTube, if you want to just catch him that way as well. And man, he really started to open my eyes to what it looked like to break out of what he calls the earth curse system. So Gary Kesey says this earth curse system is that when Adam was brought into the garden and Eve with him, and they had all of this ambiance, and is that the word? Opulence? No, I wanted to use the word opulence. That's the word I wanted to use. He had abundance. He had plenty. He had just everything at his fingertips. And then, of course, they sinned, and they were sent out from the garden. They were cursed. And he was going to have to work the land and all that. And then grace came. Then Jesus came. And we got all this grace. But we're not accessing that grace. What we're doing is still continuing to work, according to Gary Kesey, and I believe it as well, under this earth curse system. But he's like, Jesus came so that you can enter rest, so that you don't have to hustle so much. Like all this hustling is not of God. No, you don't have to do all of that. That you can really rest and go in what I just mentioned earlier, the flow of God, and really break into some really amazing places that God wants you to be and have some amazing things that he wants you to have. And there's so many things that God has promised us in scripture, and they can come to pass if we have faith. All faith, no fear, right? All faith, no fear. So as Gary Keyson was teaching, you guys, I remember him telling this story, and this story stood out to me because I so needed a new car. Like, I had been driving this car at that point, like 12 years, 13 years, I don't know. The car had 200,000 miles, over 200,000 miles. The front seat was broken. It was held up by books. It is, you know, the oil kept running out. I had to keep going to Jiffy Lube to get them to fill it up because they could top off for free. You know, just all this stuff. Just extra. Like, so much was going into being in a lack mindset. You know what's interesting, too? Let me say this before the break, and then I'm going to go back into my story of the car. But there actually is this science called the psychology of scarcity. Can you believe that? There's like a science behind this thing. And they talk about when you live in scarcity, you focus so heavily on one thing that you don't have enough of your mind space to devote to other things. It's called tunneling. Tunneling. That's what I was doing. I was so busy living in lack, worrying about this doggone car that had a seat broken, the horn didn't work, the visor didn't work, so the sun would come in and I couldn't see, and the oil would run out. That's scarcity, y'all. I was so busy worrying about this thing, I couldn't even see the things that God wanted to bring me. And you know what's interesting about tunneling, you guys, when you have this scarcity mindset, this psychology of scarcity, you put everything, all your thought, all your mind is devoted to one thing, and you have less time to be attentive as a parent. You neglect your health often because you're just so busy with this whole scarcity thing. And God wants you to be free. He came to give you life and life more abundantly. So he used Gary Keyson's story about a car that he wanted and got for me to break out of this scarcity mindset. I'll tell you that, but I first got to take this much needed break. But please don't go anywhere. I'm going to be right back with the fascinating part of this story, and we're going to continue this conversation momentarily. All right, be right back. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. I am your speaker for the Surrender Break Room, and I just want to come in and just ask you a couple of questions. Like, for example, how many times have you heard you need to write a book? How many times have you heard people say, oh, you have such great ideas, or you have so much knowledge? Do you have a book about that? Well, I'm here to help. I have the Book Doula Program, which is a program that's designed to take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Can you imagine finally having that book in your hand, holding it with your name on it? I couldn't imagine it some years ago. And now I am the author of 4 books, you guys, because I was willing to take that step and to move forward and to publish that masterpiece that was in my heart. I'm here to help you. So if you have a book in your heart, make sure you check me out at drcelesteowens.com and check out the Book Doula Program. Again, it'll take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Be blessed.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Hello, hello again. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. This is a Surrender Break Room for Leaders, and I'm so glad that you are listening to me as I do this 2-part series on life without scarcity or lack. And this is actually the last segment of our 2-part series. I hope you've been blessed. I hope you really been able to hear some things that have blessed you. So I was telling you how I had gotten this idea that I knew I needed a new car, but then I embraced this idea that God wanted to bring it to me based on Gary Keyson. He had told the story. I'm going to tell the story wrong. So let me just very much abbreviate it. But he wanted a car. He got the car. And then the Lord told me he's going to give him another, the newer version of that car. And he's like, really? Okay. And some car dealer calls him. They heard one of his messages and called him and said, hey, I want to give you, and it was the newer version of the car he already had. I mean, something like that. Some I don't know. He'll tell the story when you go listen. But I was kind of like, amazing. Like, you got two brand new cars, and I'm sitting here with the raggediest car almost on the planet. And I can't believe the God that you serve is the same God that I serve that could bring me a car. So from there, I was like, yeah, Gary Kesey, I'm about to bleed for this car. I got the car a few years later. I totally know I could have gotten it sooner, but I boxed God into a time limit. So I said, I'll get my new car when Endel's car is paid off, because we can't have two car notes. So you know how you just tell God what you can and can't, and he can and can't do? So God's like, is that how you want to live? Okay, you should have what you decree. So I had decreed that I wouldn't get it until after Endel's car was paid off. And then his car was paid off like 2 years later. And then even then, I wasn't willing to move on it. And so I was on my way to prison ministry. On my way on the ninth Sunday to prison ministry, and my car broke down, and I was done. I was so done with this car. It just made me so mad that I took a selfie with the car. I was like, you know what? We're never going to see each other again. I just took a selfie with you because I'm just so mad at you. It's over. And Del came to pick me up. He's like, I'm going to put the car in the shop. No, it's over. I break up with him. We're going to go get my car. And then I got my car next week. Dream car that I wanted. It was awesome. Could have gotten it sooner. I sure could have. I realize that now, but it is what it is. So I want to help you. Like, in the next couple of minutes, what are the things that I had to do? I told you about Deuteronomy 8 last week, right? And I told you I wanted you to read it for a week. How many of you did it? Raise your hand. I know I can't see you, but God can see you. That's me giving you the guilt trip. No, I'm not. Deuteronomy 8. I really want you to read this every week. So, like, Deuteronomy 8 is it. I love it. Been reading it. And one of the things it said in Deuteronomy 8 is, one, this is the one thing I want you to remember, because I've gone from not enough to more than enough. And the way I need to tell this testimony is the way it is. God gets all the glory. He talks about in Deuteronomy 8, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God. When you got your gold, when you got your houses, when you got your plenty, that's what he says. You got your herds, your flocks, your multiply, your gold. He says it all there. Don't forget who did this for you. I'm not forgetting. This is nobody but God. Every blessing I have, everything that is before me, even the changing of my mindset is all God. All God. He gets all the credit. And he says even further down, you all, in verse 18, but you must remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to get wealth. Oh, my goodness. It's him that gives you the ability to get wealth. What are the things that you need to do? What has God purposed in your heart? What has he told you he wants to do for you? What has he told you that he wants, how he wants to use you to bless other people? Like, I have the desire to give people cars because of my whole car ordeal. And I actually have given away two cars already. They've been used. So now my next thing, not that one I just left though, not that one I told you with the broken, not that one. Like, that was a no. But the other ones I been able to give away because they weren't all like worn out. But now I'm like, you know what? I want to give away new cars. So that's in my heart now. So, like, I need money to do that, right? So, yeah. So what do you have to do? You've probably been waiting, like, 2 weeks already. Like, get to the point already, Celeste. Okay, I'm getting to the point. One, you got to believe. I'm going to give you four things real quick. One, you got to believe. You got to believe this thing is possible. You got to believe that God wants to break you out of the earth curse system, that he wants to help you build your wealth. He gives you the ability to do that. You got to believe he wants better for you. You got to believe that he could do anything and everything. Nothing's impossible with him. Number two, you got to declare some things. So you got to stop declaring the things. I told you last week, the things I would declare out of my mouth was, I don't have enough. I'm broke. How much does that cost? Like, the Holy Spirit was breaking me out of this, because he was helping God to help me to get the ability to get wealth. The Holy Spirit told me, like, you know, a couple years ago, stop talking dollars and cents. It's like, huh? Stop talking dollars and cents. Okay. My son came and said, Ma, can I get this? First thing was about to be out my mouth, y'all. First thing I was about to say, how much it cost? And it came to me so quick. Stop talking dollars. Oh, what you want? Yeah. Okay then. All right. Like, you're like, what? Yeah. See, my kids, you all, mind you, called me Mr. Krabs. Like, if you watch SpongeBob, you have kids. That was like the cheapest man on the planet in the Bikini Bottom. So cheap. That's what they called me, Mr. Krabs. I can have him on? Yeah, go ahead. Really? Well, okay. And then I just started practicing it. Like, I got enough. I got more than enough. And indeed, I have more than enough. I'm telling you, you got to declare some things. You got to write it down. You got to write down the things that you believe God to do. Like, he's going to do some things. You got to believe it. And then you got to write it down, and you got to keep revisiting that list for the things that you know God has placed in your heart that he's going to do. And number four, don't speak doubt. Don't speak doubt. So I'm going to tell this story in 30 seconds, but this is really a 15-minute story, but I'm going to tell it real quick. Because I might have mentioned it already that my daughter is going to this all-girl school in our area. And I remember a couple years ago when the Lord placed it on my heart that she was going, I went and looked at the tuition. That was before I was breaking myself out of how much it cost. And when I saw that tuition, I was like, my Lord Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Oh my goodness, the tuition is out of control. And in my head, I was saying I don't have it, but I was like, you better not say that out loud. You better not say you don't have it. Don't declare it. Believe that God can do it. Write it down that she's going, and don't speak doubt. And that's exactly what I did. She's going. She's going. Guess what, y'all? She's going. Not only is she going to the school. See, this is how God, and I don't have time to tell you how God gave us the ability to build wealth. I don't have time right now, but God has given us the ability to build wealth. Not only is my son in private school, we paid it flat out for the whole year. Bam, there you go. Pay his private school. She's in private school now. We got enough now. Bam, pay her straight out. My husband tells me the other day, I want to go back and get my PhD. Yeah? Yeah. Do we got it? Yeah. Go ahead. Now I got three people in school, and we are paying it flat out cash for the year, like paying it. Won't he do it? I need you to go take a run around your house for me. And while you run it, run for yourself. Won't he do it? In just a couple of years' time, God has done just what he said he'll do in Deuteronomy 8:18. He gives you the ability to get wealth, my Lord. I'm praying this thing for you, okay? I'm praying that you break out of this scarcity mindset, that you realize that we serve a God that's bigger and better and can do the impossible, and that you embrace all of it that he has for you. Keep seeking the kingdom, just like he said, keep seeking first the kingdom, and then all these things will be added to you. Love you much, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out. Can't wait to catch you again in the break room. Be blessed.